I had a bunny rabbit, Peter the rabbit, and he had a huge cage. And in the morning, we'd open up the top of the cage, and he would hop out, and he would spend the whole day, this was in kindergarten, just wandering around, and the children just loved him. And then, you had to choose someone to catch him at the end of the day to put him back in the cage. And, of course, that was always, an incentive to be good. And he stayed with us for a couple of years. And then I also raised a squirrel. And I know that sounds very strange, but I really did. It was given to me as just a tiny little thing, and we had to feed it every 2 hours. So he had to come to school with me. And so we'd all sit down and feed the squirrel, his little bottle. His name was Sydney. And at times, you could walk up to the office, and the mail was there. And Sydney would ride on my shoulder up to the office and back down. And it was a very unique situation. They wouldn't let us do that today. I would bring my plants, because we had these nice windowsills. I would bring my geraniums to school for the winter, and we discovered there was a tree frog in there. And we named him Mortimer, because Mortimer was one of our stories that we had in first grade books. And Mortimer, it would be, when you'd come in the morning, it would be very exciting, because he could be most anywhere. You had to look on your seat or in your desk, because you never knew where he was going to be. And it just was exciting. It was, and he survived. He went home with me that next summer. The whole winter, we fed him mealworms and crickets. I love the younger children. And at first grade especially, it warms my heart, because they're learning to read. And it's just so exciting to see them when they learn to read.